hiring mix includes Blues and Hi-Fi on Mondays, Nuestra Palabra on Tuesdays, and Living Art on Thursdays. In addition, our newest schedule change features the return of old favorites, World Music Express with Harrison Kumi, Fridays at 6 p.m., followed by Health Matters with Dr. Alexandra Simotas at 7. Tune in on Monday mornings at 6 for Counterspin. Vegan World Radio has a new home, Tuesdays at 8 p.m., while Exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku now follows Technology Bites at 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. For our complete program schedule, visit kpft.org. This is KPFT Houston.
At 90.1 FM, this is KPFT Houston. And now, Houston's only primetime radio program dedicated to news and concerns of the lesbi, gay, and transgender community. This is Queer Voices.
Good evening, this is Jack Valensky.
And Jennifer Renee.
Summer, I'm in.
And Glenn Holt. And tonight on Queer Voices, Sally Huffer will be here to give us an update on MCC's programs. Then, Log Cabin Republicans say they will be focusing their lobbying efforts in Austin this year on the committee chairs, the ones with the power to allow or deny LGBT bills to proceed out of committee and get a vote on the floor. Chris Busby will be joining us to talk about that. Also in our first hour, Brad Poff and Jim Evans from Fathers First. We will be talking to them about the organization and what it's like to be a gay father. In our second hour, Boys, spelled B-O-I-S, is a web show based in Houston about the lives of African-American lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered women. The show is about six studs who are all friends, living very different lives, and dealing with issues and scenarios we see in the community. Heather Lawrence and Brandy Chillo will be joining us to discuss the show. In NewsWrap, the European Court of Human Rights has ruled in the case of two devout British Christians that religious belief cannot be used to justify discrimination against gays and lesbians. An out-of-court settlement of a class-action lawsuit has won full separation pay for U.S. military personnel honorably discharged for being lesbian or gay, but previously given only half the amount of other similarly discharged service members. In the feature segments from This Way Out, while accepting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globe Awards in Los Angeles, Jodie Foster made an impromptu announcement that she's lesbian. And the founder of PFLAG, Jane Manford, died in California on January 8th at the age of 92. Rachel Maddow delivered a touching eulogy on her MSNBC cable show a few days later. Jack.
Well, all that is really good. And one of the things we're going to talk about at our roundtable in the second hour is the inauguration, which is very historic. Really, really interesting speech. And, of course, This Way Out, we'll probably cover that next week because they're already pre-produced before everything happened today. And I look forward to hearing their segments next week. So let's get started with our show.
I'm sailing away to a land of opportunity. The sun will shine and birds will sing there every day. I'm sailing away and I hope that you remember me. It was fun, we had our run, hip hip hooray. You said hello, I loved you so. Running away. To a place where you won't bother me. We I'm sailing away to a land of opportunity.
That was Great Big World from the album of the same name, released in 2012. The name of the group, I Really Want It. This is Queer Voices.
Well, as we start the new year, we were doing some interviews of talking about some of our big organizations in town and what's going on. We do a lot of interviews of particular events that are going on with these organizations, but I thought we'd just sort of do an overview. Montrose Counseling Center. And Sally Huffer's here. She's been here many, many times before, talking about many different things that are going on. But I thought, let's do an overview of what's going on. First of all, how are things over there at the center?
Well, things are great. Although I do need to let you know that we are not going by the Montrose Counseling Center.
That's right. Yes.
We're shortening it. It's so exciting. It's the Montrose Center. So,
okay.
Because we feel like, yes, we do counseling, but we do so much more than that. So it was a big decision to make
sure
a change.
It was. Yes.
I mean, we've been around almost 35 years,
yes,
and so that is a big change. And we certainly want to nod to all of the professionals that brought us to where we are now. But we've got so much going on, too, that it's just very exciting. Now is a very exciting time over at the center.
So let's talk about some of the things that you all do.
Well, we have our usual counseling, case management, education, outreach, but we've got some new things coming up.
Well, before you go into some of the new things, let's talk about counseling. Have things changed much over the years? Is it still sort of the same thing? And I know you're not a professional counselor, but you certainly represent the organization.
I think that in some ways they have and in some ways they haven't. We do see some people coming in from more rural areas, and coming to Houston is the big city for them. And so depending upon what their life experiences has been coming to this point in their life, they may still be dealing with a lot of coming out issues, some what we call internalized homophobia, not accepting the fact that they identify as LGBT. And so for some people, they're dealing with some of the same issues that people, you know, in our community have been facing for a long, long time. Even people here in Houston, of course, are going through that. It all depends upon what your family life is like and what your church life is like and school and all of those things.
You know, naturally, I think that, you know, a generation ago it was so much harder, but still it's a personal dealing with it.
But when you went through it, you didn't have Facebook, and you probably didn't have the ability for that mean-spiritedness to follow you everywhere, and the broadcast ability that these youth have to be able to, you know, take one little piece of information and, you know, the way it spreads. So they're different. Like you said,
yes, absolutely.
Things have absolutely changed. And the internet is one of the things that have changed. As you know, we run the 24-hour crisis hotline and the LGBT switchboard. And with that, you know, the call volume has dropped dramatically over the years. And we think it's, of course, because of the internet, where once upon a time, if you didn't have a place to go for information about HIV transmission or, you know, anything related to coming out or resources, and now you can get on your smartphone and now you can get on the internet, and accessibility has made a big difference.
Well, but so has the hatred, too. the hatred that's out there more, too, on the internet and on the Facebook. I mean, just like you saw the woman in the bus that was a guard, how hateful the kid. This had nothing to do with GLBT
issues. I remember, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, luckily it was taped and, you know. So, yes, it has changed, but it's still a personal. You have to deal with
it. It's a journey.
Yeah.
For each
journey.
And every person.
Right.
And
right.
It's individual. Yeah. And so, you know, like you said, so counseling has changed. We'd like to think that the stigma is being reduced. But more and more we're, you know, I mean, and that's one of the things that we're hoping to deal with in changing the name from Montrose Counseling Center to the Montrose Center, that maybe some people won't feel as reluctant to come in for services if what they have to tell people in their life, I have to go to the Montrose Counseling Center. What they're doing is they're either outing themselves or indicating that they need, you know, mental health care, and that's
which
not always
still
the case.
Has a stigma.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and we offer so many things besides that. We think, well, we're hoping that, you know, we have yoga now and meditation and all of these, you know, different wellness groups, smoking cessation, a walking group, all of these things. And if one of the barriers that people feel in coming to the center is the fact that it says counseling, we're trying to take that barrier away, because that's what we're always trying to do.
And real interesting, Paul Simmons was on the show like a week or two ago, and he said, people with HIV, smoking really makes a difference.
There was a study that was just released not too long ago about smoking and HIV. And yes, they say, I think that people who are HIV positive and who are smokers are more likely to die from smoking-related illnesses. And that, so we do have this smoking cessation group. And, you know, I like to say it's called The Last Drag. And it meets on Monday nights. And it's in rotation, so it's constantly meeting. And it's a drop-in kind of thing. And one of the great things about it is that we have it set up so that it's not the kind of thing like you have to determine, I'm going to quit and I'm going to quit right now. And so I'm going to show up on Monday and I'm going to be there. This is to help people get the tools that they need
to set
a date in the future when they, you know, will plan to be prepared to do that. It's not an easy step for anyone to undo an addiction like, you know, nicotine or anything really. So we're very excited about the smoking cessation class and being able to provide overall wellness opportunities for the community. We know that if people are depressed or if they're stressed out, they're less likely to take their medication. And whether that happens to be insulin, whether that happens to be HIV meds, you know, it doesn't matter. So we know that all of these things, this integrated care, is so important. And so that's what we're kind of looking towards in the future.
Okay. So what else do you all do?
Well, as you know, we have the Hatch Youth Program, and that meets three times a week on Tuesdays, Fridays and Sundays. We also have an in-school counseling program called Safe Zones, and that's really exciting. We just set a date for the prom, so the prom is going to be on June 7th this year. So that's going great. We're working today. We had some people from HRC come in and put together backpacks for LGBT homeless youth. And one of the things we talked about on Facebook, and we're, you know, trying to get a lot of information out there on Facebook, is that, you know, the difference that this can make is somebody carrying around a garbage bag or carrying around a backpack. And if we're going to talk about lifting yourself up from your bootstraps, that's not so easy. If all of your belongings are in a garbage bag and you decide you want to try to get out of the streets, maybe you can get a job interview. Are you going to show up at that job interview with all your stuff in a garbage bag? Probably not. And what if you don't have any, you know, cleaning products, any hygiene supplies? How many people go on an interview if they haven't bathed in a week? And so what we're trying to do is address some of those issues among LGBT homeless youth so that we can give them, you know, an opportunity. So there's that. Then we have at the other end of the spectrum, the Spry Seniors, and that is going gangbusters right now. We have a lunch program for seniors that meets 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it's completely free.
Oh.
And we open up the center at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have a kind of a regular crowd that comes in, probably about 20, and we are looking for more women to come. But we have a meal that is nutritious and hot, and it's provided through neighborhood centers. And so we have that meal, and there's a calendar of, you know, what's being served Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We just ask that you sign up so that we know to expect you and that we have plenty of food. So on Mondays, we have people sign up for Wednesday. On Wednesday, we ask people to sign up for Friday. Friday, sign up for Monday again. And one of the great things about this meal program, and as I said, it's been really successful, is that you can bring your caregiver or your partner, or if you have family visiting from out of town, or, you know, something like that. We're not going to deny somebody a meal to come. And because we open at like 9 o'clock, it's an opportunity again to reduce isolation for seniors.
Yes. I can see that, you know, living in a big city, sometimes that happens.
You kind of get lost in the crowd.
And especially, I mean, I'm already experiencing this of losing people that I've, you know, known and been friends with.
Mm-hmm.
Either they move away or they're no longer with us.
Yeah.
So, and especially people also my age lost so many people from, when AIDS started.
Well, and I was just speaking this last week to somebody, an octogenarian in our community, who has gone to a retired living community. And he said that although, you know, he's been out all of his life, they don't know that at the retirement community.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to drive as much. So a lot of his social life revolves around the activities that take place there. So he's kind of had to, even though he's been so out and proud, suddenly he's in a position where, you know, he's a little bit more guarded and not completely himself.
We're talking to Sally Huffer of the Montrose Center. So you're keeping busy, aren't you?
We are. We're very busy. One of, God, I'm just going to talk forever. We have something really exciting coming up called QU, which stands for Queer University. And it's kind of like an adult education kind of program that we're doing. And we're inviting the community to come in and teach classes, and we've got a whole bunch of them that are starting up in February. And you can find out about it at our website, which is montrosecenter.org. So much easier than montrosecounselingcenter.org, especially because we all have various spellings of counseling.
Yes, yes.
montrosecenter.org, and you'll see in the tabs there's something called QU, and if you click on it, it'll tell you what the next sessions that are coming up. So we've got like life drawing for beginners. We've got the Enneagram of personality. We've got the sex lives of philosophers. So it's just all over the board.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's time now to sign up for classes. If that, you know, is something, if you want to get out of the house and you keep thinking, gosh, I would like to meet people. Where do I meet people outside of the bars? And, you know, how can I enrich my life some more? And so this QU is something that we've got, you know, that we're hoping that's going
to catch
on.
And not everybody can afford to go to the opera.
Well, exactly. Well, and everybody has these hidden talents. We found out that one of our coworkers knows how to belly dance. And so she's going to teach a belly dancing course. How exciting. I mean, that's just really great. And so, you know, some of it, you know, we've got gender movement and performance, then something, how to protect your Houston or Harris County assess property values and
yes,
win.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So there's stuff in so many different areas, relationships and history and legal and parenting issues and, you know, cooking, decorating. We want the community to come to us and tell us, these are some of the classes that we would like to offer, whether it's, you know, somebody wants to do vegetarian cooking and they want to come in, or raw foods or something like that, and they want to have a class. Come to the counseling. Come to the Montrose Center. See,
right.
So
it's
hard
sort
to
of
undo.
The GLBT leisure learning.
Exactly. So, so that's very exciting. And of course, we've got our coming out support group starting up again, and that's always, we're going to try to keep it in rotation now on an ongoing basis, which is very exciting because people are going through different stages of coming out at different times, and you know, so we never know what somebody's going through. So. coming up beginning January 30th on Wednesdays. We're going to have the coming out support group. People can come and they can ask questions. They can find out about resources, build their own support network. So that among, you know, many other different groups that we have.
So how do you find out about what's going on at the Montrose Center?
Well, like I said, our website is montrosecenter.org. And that's one way to find out what's going on. You can click on the calendar tab, and there are a whole bunch of different activities that are going on, including the wellness, including the QU, Queer University classes. All of those are listed in the calendar. But the other thing is that we want people to like us on Facebook. And Facebook/Montrose Center is where we're putting a lot of the information about different things that we're doing, although some of it's a little bit lighthearted. Last week we asked people for their favorite chili recipes, and Tony gave me a recipe to replace some of the chili ingredients with coffee, which I did, and it was phenomenal. So it's, you know, like Facebook, a give and take, and it's really nice to be able to share information, like about HRC coming and doing the backpacks for the LGBT homeless youth and letting people know what's going on.
So on the first floor, where you have a lot of the community activities, is this pretty much busy every day?
It's incredibly busy every day. We have, of course, we have 12-step groups that meet there already. And although they're not affiliated with the Montrose Center, we do have our own outpatient chemical dependency treatment program, and we always recommend that somebody get involved in a 12-step group or an outside group as another means of support. And so we have Crystal Meth Anonymous, we have Narcotics Anonymous, we have several different 12-step groups meeting at the center, and that's on the first floor. We've got a lot of different community groups that are meeting on the first floor, everything from the National Leather Association, Bunnies on the Bayou. You know, we've got a whole bunch of different groups that if they don't have a meeting place and they don't want to meet in the bars anymore, they can come. We've had ERISIS, the Imperial Court, come, and they'll do some of their rehearsals at the center. And so that's really kind of exciting, just the diversity that we see coming in to the center. And then we've got our resident organizations that are there. And so Pride Houston, the people who put on the parade and the festival, they're in the building. And LHI is in the building. PFLAG is in the building. So we've got people coming and going through all different facets of the community, and we can connect people, and that's really great.
Great. Sally Huffer's with the Montrose Center, which formerly used to be known as Montrose Counseling Center, and you can get some more information by going to montrosecenter.org. You're listening to Queer Voices.
was a single by Chadwick called Always, released in 2011. This is Queer Voices.
This is Jack Valenski.
And Jennifer Renee.
With us this evening is Chris Busby with the Houston Log Cabin Republicans. I heard a really good story on KUHF last week about how you're getting involved, talking to the elected officials in the Texas legislature, and working behind the scenes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Well, thank you. Again, my name is Chris Busby. I'm the current treasurer of Log Cabin Republicans of Houston, and we're doing a joint project with Equality Texas. We've been working for the past probably 3 or 4 months, doing a lot of research, doing a lot of background information, and really over the past month or two, we've been meeting with a variety of state House members, state senators, and talking about different pro-equality GLBT legislation that's likely to come up before the upcoming legislature.
I know, Chris, you're a little bit under the weather with allergies, and it sounds like you're really struggling to talk, which I feel really bad for you, because I had that a few weeks ago. But you have a history of working with Jennifer behind the scenes of HISD board and help getting the non-discrimination, gender-inclusive, and for both the students and the employees. So you sort of know how to work behind the scenes.
Yes, about, what was it, 2 years now, Jennifer?
Well, 3 years, actually.
3 years, it seems so long ago.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Jennifer, I, and a few other people, some of the current board members of HISD, we worked really hard. We talked with all of the board members at some point. We talked with every HISD board member and got through a dead-on-arrival policy to become a unanimously supported policy and updating the non-discrimination policy to include gender identity and sexual orientation.
And gender expression.
Oh, and gender expression. And so we have, I know I personally have a lot of experience. Jennifer personally has a lot of experience in talking with people and making those types of policy changes. So what I wanted to do was apply my experience to a statewide level, which is no easy jump. So we wanted to start off with something reasonable, and the most reasonable target was to talk to the Republican state House members and the Republican state senators in the greater Houston area, which is no small now. That's actually 20 people if you just take the people who represent Fort Bend and Harris County.
Now, how are you received as a Republican and part of Log Cabin? How are you received from the Republican House in the legislature and in the senators?
Again, this is a joint project between Equality Texas and Log Cabin. We're working with both sides of the aisle to meet with them, but specifically with the Republican lawmakers. It's actually been quite interesting. We've not had any outright opposition to any of the legislation we've put forward. Nobody's given us a no yet. We've had a lot of maybes. We've had a lot of people who say they will support the legislation that we put forward. And that's more than one person. We've actually met with 5 total out of that 20. And we've got meetings with a couple more set up. And of those 5, you know, we've gotten outright support from about 2 or 3 of them on most of the legislation. On others, you know, a lot of them are, we'll wait and see, but we really do want to stay in contact with you. We will keep those conversations going, we promise.
It's interesting because, you know, over the past couple election cycles, a lot of Republicans put on bills against marriage across the country. But I'm starting to read some blogs where I'm seeing some sort of like sprouting of support in some really strange areas for equality. And so exactly what are you talking about? Are you talking about marriage? Are you talking about non-discrimination? And is this an educational type of thing where they've never heard of the issue? They never had anybody talk to them about these issues?
Well, we're focusing on a very core specific set of issues, and they're fairly non-controversial to the average person. We're talking about, we have about 5 or 6 bills that we really are hoping that we can get voted on and voted out of the legislature this session. The first one I want to is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. That's the big target of Equality Texas. It's really important for a log cabin. It essentially says you can't fire someone for being gay, straight, bisexual, or transgender. Or lesbian, sorry. And that would essentially prevent that type of discrimination in the employment field. We're also talking with lawmakers about supplemental birth certificates bill. And essentially, in Texas, it is legal for two parents of the same gender to adopt a child. However, state law says only a man and a woman can be issued a supplemental birth certificate. And that's a birth certificate for adoptive parents who have so that child can be listed with its adopted parents. And a birth certificate is really important for a lot of different reasons. I won't go into all of them, but some of them include enrolling a child in school, getting that child a passport,